Hey family, welcome to the podcast. Now this is not just an ordinary podcast, this is a movement. So whether you're new to the faith or just exploring what it is you believe, you're welcome here. We're all about real talk, real purpose, and real transformation, which is grounded in the unfiltered, life-changing Word of God. So there'll be no hype and no compromise, just practical steps to help you walk out this brand new life in Christ Jesus. So today's topic is guard your heart. It's a powerful truth straight from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, which says this: keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. So whether you're in Nairobi or in New York or Manila or Madrid, this message is for you. Because your heart isn't just a feeling center, it is the wellspring of your life. And the Word of God has a lot to say about what flows from it. Now, why does the heart matter to God? Why does the heart matter to God? Well, we find this in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. It tells us that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So everything we do, our choices, our words, our attitude, start in the heart. Just like Jesus said in Matthew chapter 23, verse 34, it says this. As you were in Matthew chapter 12, verse 34, it says this: out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Now think about that. Out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. So when your words are negative, angry, or faithless, it's just a slip. It's not just a slip up. It's an echo of what's being meditated in your heart. And that's why Jesus warns us in Matthew chapter 15 and Mark chapter 7. He says, from the heart come evil thoughts. These are the things which defile a person. We're not defiled by what goes into our mouths, but what comes out, because it reflects what's being brewing within. I like to say it this way: if you really want to know what's inside of a Twinkie, if you remember, hostess used to have these gold Twinkies, and when you squeezed it, you'd find out what's on the inside of it. And it's the same thing, that when you get squeezed in a situation or circumstance, you're going to really find out what's actually in your heart. You could be saying all kind of things, but when you get squeezed is when you find out what's really going on in your heart. So that's why your heart is so important, or matters to God. The enemy's ancient strategy is to attack your heart. Your adversary's ancient strategy is to attack your heart. Now, let's go a little deeper. Did you know that the downfall of Lucifer started with his heart? Pause and think about that. The downfall of Lucifer, whose name is Satan, which you also call devil, started with his heart. We find in Isaiah chapter 14, God says this. He says, you said in your heart — this is God talking about Lucifer — you said in your heart, I will ascend, I will exalt myself, I will be like the Most High. And in Ezekiel chapter 28, it says this: your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. Pride didn't start in Lucifer's words or his actions. It started in his heart. And that same battle rages in our hearts today. Pride, comparison, unforgiveness, lust, and greed. The enemy whispers, you deserve more. You know better. Exalt yourself. And if we don't guard our heart, those whispers become our internal dialogue, and eventually it becomes our actions. As a man or woman thinketh in their heart, so they become. Now, guarding your heart is a real life, everyday activity. Guard your heart in real life, in real time. So how do we guard our hearts? I know that's the question so many people want to ask. Apostle, you keep saying to guard your heart. How do you guard your heart? Well, I'm going to give you four steps on how to guard your heart. Step number one, filter what you let in. What are you watching? What are you scrolling? What are you listening to? What are you meditating on? If you constantly feed your soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions, garbage, your heart will reflect it. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 says it this way. Gives us a great filter, and it says this. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, think on these things. You know, it's funny. I heard my daughter say, she was telling someone, she said, you know, my dad, if he wanted to know what it was we was watching on TV, what kind of music we was listening to, all he had to do was listen to the words that was coming out of our mouth, or listen to the, watch the actions that we was displaying. By those things alone, he could tell what we had been exposed to. And that's the same thing as saying here. You have to filter what you let in. You know, I like to say it this way. The television tells a vision. And if you listen to those same things long enough, eventually those things will show up in your life. Step number two on how to guard your heart in real life. Speak life from your heart. Matthew chapter 12, verse 36 says, reminds us of this. It says, for every idle word we speak, we will give account. Your mouth is like a spiritual thermometer. It tells you the condition of your heart. Did you hear that? Your mouth is a spiritual thermometer. It will tell you the condition of your heart. Pause and think about that. Step number three on how to guard your heart in real life. Keep a pure conscience. Now, when the Holy Spirit convicts you, respond quickly. Don't justify or delay. Psalms 51 is our model. Lord, create in us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit. You know, one of the things that they said about King David when it says that he was a man after God's own heart, there was three things about David. David was quick to forgive, quick to obey, and he was quick to repent. And I mean, it's the same thing. Are we quick to obey, quick to forgive, and quick to repent? If you get convicted by the Holy, you and I get convicted by the Holy Spirit, don't try to justify why you said and did what you did. Just, you know what, Father, I admit it, I quit it, and I forget it. And step number four on how to guard your heart in real life, fill your heart with the Word of God. The Word of God doesn't just inform you. The Word of God transform you. That's actually why we use the word. That's one of the things we use. We use the unfiltered, life-changing Word of God to do what? To bring about real talk, real purpose, and real transformation. Romans chapter 10, verse 8, 9, and 10 says it this word. It says, the Word of God is near you. It's in your heart. It's in your mouth. It is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you would be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So fill your heart with truth and your life will follow. Now, God's heart towards you, if you want to know what God's heart towards you, God isn't looking for perfection. He's looking for surrender. He's not waiting to punish. He's ready to heal. We find out in Jeremiah 29:11, verse up to 13 says it this way. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. He says, and when you seek me, he says, you will find me. He said, when you find me, when you seek me with all of your heart. God wants all of your heart, not just the church part or not just the Sunday part, but the broken, secret, cluttered parts too. He wants to write his laws on your heart, to fill your heart with faith, to teach you his ways from the inside out. God doesn't work from the outside in. God works on it from the inside out. So I'm going to give you a couple calls to action. This week, I want you to ask yourself daily, what's flowing out of my heart today? I want you to meditate on Proverbs 4:23 and Psalms 51. I want you to journal what God is showing you And most of all, invite the Holy Spirit to do a deep, hard work in you. Let me pray for you. Let's take a few moments to pray together. Father, we bring you our hearts today. Forgive us for the times we've let bitterness, pride, lust, and anger dwell there. Create in us a clean heart, renewing us right spirits within us. Teach us to guard our hearts with diligence and to fill them with truth and joy and love. May the overflow of our lives bring you glory. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and glory to God. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next time. God bless you. Bye-bye.